Вариант 9. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. К каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. Please write your addresses details here, and these lines are for your own address.
Right.
And fill in this form, please. List the contents of your parcel here.
You see, I want to enclose some medicines, but I'm not sure whether it's allowed or not.
Well, you know, I've only been working here for 2 days. I'm not sure about medicines. Could you wait for a moment? I'll consult with my colleague. Dialogue B.
Wait a moment. I'll leave the key and ask about additional towels.
Where are you going to leave the key?
At the reception, of course. Where else?
Well, okay. I'll wait here. No, I'll have a look at what they have in the pharmacist's downstairs. I need something for my cough.
Okay, and buy some sun protective lotion for me, will you?
Dialogue C.
I don't get it. Why does he wake up in hospital?
I didn't understand it either. The plot is really messy and confusing.
I thought there would be more action. But it was more psychological stuff.
It wasn't such a great choice.
How could I know? There have been lots of positive comments, and the director's famous.
Oh well, let's see. Maybe we'll finally understand what the director was trying to do. Dialogue D.
It looks like we're stuck here.
How long is it delayed for?
2 hours at least. Probably longer.
Bad news. I put my medicine in the suitcase, and our luggage is checked in already.
How often do you need to take the pills?
Every 6 hours. I expected us to get to the destination by that time. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. Please write your addresses details here, and these lines are for your own address.
Right.
And fill in this form, please. List the contents of your parcel here.
You see, I want to enclose some medicines, but I'm not sure whether it's allowed or not.
Well, you know, I've only been working here for 2 days. I'm not sure about medicines. Could you wait for a moment? I'll consult with my colleague. Dialogue B.
Wait a moment. I'll leave the key and ask about additional towels.
Where are you going to leave the key?
At the reception, of course. Where else?
Well, okay. I'll wait here. No, I'll have a look at what they have in the pharmacist downstairs. I need something for my cough.
Okay. And buy some sun protective lotion for me, will you?
Dialogue C.
I don't get it. Why does he wake up in hospital?
I didn't understand it either. The plot is really messy and confusing.
I thought there would be more action, but it was more psychological stuff.
It wasn't such a great choice.
How could I know? There have been lots of positive comments, and the director's famous.
Oh well, let's see. Maybe we'll finally understand what the director was trying to do. Dialogue D.
It looks like we're stuck here.
How long is it delayed for?
2 hours at least. Probably longer.
Bad news. I put my medicine in the suitcase, and our luggage is checked in already.
How often do you need to take the pills?
Every 6 hours. I expected us to get to the destination by that time. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I've learnt 5 foreign languages: French, Russian, Spanish, Italian, and Czech. Sometimes I learnt them on my own. I read about the rules, learnt the vocabulary, and even did the tests. I had to check the tests on my own too. But more often, I learnt in a class, which was definitely easier. I've also found out that if you want to have a real idea of the language, you have to live in a place where it's spoken, at least for a while. For example, when I went to Spain, I could hardly understand anything at first, as people spoke 10 times faster than anyone ever spoke in the classroom. Speaker B.
It's useful to speak foreign languages, but you can never learn all of them. That's why it's important to choose the language or languages that are right for you and to focus on them. For me, Spanish is the first choice because it's widely spoken and will probably be useful for my career. Then comes Italian because I like the way it sounds and it's relatively easy to learn, after Spanish particularly. Chinese and Japanese are at the bottom of my list. They are so difficult that there's no chance I'll ever be able to speak them. So why waste my time?
Speaker C. Everyone admits that knowing a foreign language is valuable. It helps you find a better job and solves all kinds of business and everyday situations. But fewer people understand that language learning, in itself, is a very rewarding activity too. It keeps your brain active, develops your memory, and broadens your horizons. It saves you from depression and helps you meet new friends. These are probably the reasons why some people start learning languages at a very mature age. Speaker D.
They say some people have a natural talent for languages, and some don't. I personally don't believe this. The reason why some people give up learning is usually because they find lessons difficult and tests stressful. But there are other ways to learn languages. When you want to watch a film, choose a film in the language you're learning. Songs are great too. Find the text on the internet, print it, and sing together with your favourite band. You'll easily remember not only new words, but phrases, grammar structures, everything. And I promise you'll enjoy it.
Speaker E. Most people don't feel very enthusiastic about learning languages when they don't see how they can use them in real life. This is the case with rare exotic languages spoken by relatively small groups of people in remote places. Nobody has the patience to learn them. The opposite situation is when your own native language is so widely spoken that there's no reason to make an effort and to learn something new. This is why English-speaking people are not generally too keen. Everywhere they go, people want to speak English with them. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the texts again. Speaker A. I've learnt 5 foreign languages: French, Russian, Spanish, Italian, and Czech. Sometimes I learnt them on my own. I read about the rules, learnt the vocabulary, and even did the tests. I had to check the tests on my own too. But more often, I learnt in a class, which was definitely easier. I've also found out that if you want to have a real idea of the language, you have to live in a place where it's spoken, at least for a while. For example, when I went to Spain, I could hardly understand anything at first, as people spoke 10 times faster than anyone ever spoke in the classroom. Speaker B.
It's useful to speak foreign languages, but you can never learn all of them. That's why it's important to choose the language or languages that are right for you and to focus on them. For me, Spanish is the first choice because it's widely spoken and will probably be useful for my career. Then comes Italian because I like the way it sounds and it's relatively easy to learn. After Spanish particularly. Chinese and Japanese are at the bottom of my list. They are so difficult that there's no chance I'll ever be able to speak them. So why waste my time?
Speaker C. Everyone admits that knowing a foreign language is valuable. It helps you find a better job and solves all kinds of business and everyday situations. But fewer people understand that language learning, in itself, is a very rewarding activity too. It keeps your brain active, develops your memory, and broadens your horizons. It saves you from depression and helps you meet new friends. These are probably the reasons why some people start learning languages at a very mature age. Speaker D.
They say some people have a natural talent for languages, and some don't. I personally don't believe this. The reason why some people give up learning is usually because they find lessons difficult and tests stressful. But there are other ways to learn languages. When you want to watch a film, choose a film in the language you're learning. Songs are great too. Find the text on the internet, print it, and sing together with your favourite band. You'll easily remember not only new words, but phrases, grammar structures, everything. And I promise you'll enjoy it.
Speaker E. Most people don't feel very enthusiastic about learning languages when they don't see how they can use them in real life. This is the case with rare exotic languages spoken by relatively small groups of people in remote places. Nobody has the patience to learn them. The opposite situation is when your own native language is so widely spoken that there's no reason to make an effort and to learn something new. This is why English-speaking people are not generally too keen. Everywhere they go, people want to speak English with them. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух знакомых. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, Nora.
Mark, hi.
It's Sunday today, and you are already up and going somewhere.
Yes, I need to buy a cake from the cake shop.
Are you celebrating something?
Yeah, some friends of my parents are coming. And my mum asked me to buy a cake before I go to the swimming pool. She says, if I put it off till after swimming, there's a good chance I'll meet someone and we'll be chatting for ages, which means she'll have to go to the cake shop herself.
She's probably right, but why go to the cake shop? You can find a cake in the supermarket. It's much closer.
Right, but the cakes are nicer in the cake shop and the choice is wider.
I see.
And what about you? What are you doing at the bus stop so early?
Waiting for a bus. What else would I be doing here?
Hmm.
Sorry, it was a silly joke. I'm going to pick up my bicycle from the repair shop. I've damaged the wheel and haven't been able to use it for more than a week. Very inconvenient.
I didn't know you were so fond of cycling.
I'm not fond of it. For me, my bicycle is only a means of transport, and I can't do without it. I use it to go to school, to the sports centre, everywhere.
I see. At the sports centre. You do some other sports, do you?
Yes. I joined the basketball team there 2 years ago, and I've been doing quite well. I've participated in most competitions we've had recently.
Oh, sounds impressive. Do you have to train a lot?
It depends what you consider a lot. Normally, I go there 3 or 4 times a week. Another thing which attracts me to that sports centre is the cafe they have inside.
They make good pizza there, don't they?
The pizza's not bad, true. But what I can never resist there is their chocolate cakes.
Cakes? You have a sweet tooth, don't you? I thought only girls liked sweet things.
Nothing of the kind. When I go there with my sister, I usually have cakes, and she has tuna sandwiches.
Haha, I didn't know you had a sister. Is she older or younger?
Neither. We are twins. We celebrate our birthdays the same day, on the 23rd of May.
Oh, that's pretty soon. And my birthday is on the 23rd of December.
Right before Christmas, lucky you.
Not at all. It's during the Christmas rush. Some people don't even bother to come to my party. I wish I had it in autumn, or summer, or in May like you, some other time.
Oh, cheer up. You're exaggerating, I'm sure.
No, but it's okay. Never mind.
Look, the bus is coming. And by the way, we are playing a game in the afternoon. If you have time to come to support our team...
Thanks for inviting me. But I've told you about the guests. I'm supposed to be at home in the afternoon. Mum wants us to be all together. She sees it as a family event.
Oh well, some other time probably.
Yes, sure.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hi, Nora.
Mark, hi.
It's Sunday today, and you are already up and going somewhere.
Yes, I need to buy a cake from the cake shop.
Are you celebrating something?
Yeah, some friends of my parents are coming. And my mum asked me to buy a cake before I go to the swimming pool. She says, if I put it off till after swimming... there's a good chance I'll meet someone, and we'll be chatting for ages. Which means she'll have to go to the cake shop herself.
She's probably right. But why go to the cake shop? You can find a cake in the supermarket. It's much closer.
Right, but the cakes are nicer in the cake shop, and the choice is wider.
I see.
And what about you? What are you doing at the bus stop so early?
Waiting for a bus. What else would I be doing here? Sorry, it was a silly joke. I'm going to pick up my bicycle from the repair shop. I've damaged the wheel and haven't been able to use it for more than a week. Very inconvenient.
I didn't know you were so fond of cycling.
I'm not fond of it. For me, my bicycle is only a means of transport, and I can't do without it. I use it to go to school, to the sports centre, everywhere.
I see. At the sports centre. You do some other sports, do you?
Yes. I joined the basketball team there 2 years ago, and I've been doing quite well. I've participated in most competitions we've had recently.
Oh, sounds impressive. Do you have to train a lot?
It depends what you consider a lot. Normally, I go there 3 or 4 times a week. Another thing which attracts me to that sports centre is the cafe they have inside.
They make good pizza there, don't they?
The pizza's not bad, true. But what I can never resist there is their chocolate cakes.
Cakes? You have a sweet tooth, don't you? I thought only girls liked sweet things.
Nothing of the kind. When I go there with my sister, I usually have cakes, and she has tuna sandwiches.
Haha, I didn't know you had a sister. Is she older or younger?
Neither. We are twins. We celebrate our birthdays the same day, on the 23rd of May.
Oh, that's pretty soon. And my birthday is on the 23rd of December.
Right before Christmas, lucky you.
Not at all. It's during the Christmas rush. Some people don't even bother to come to my party. I wish I had it in autumn, or summer, or in May like you, some other time.
Oh, cheer up. You're exaggerating, I'm sure.
No, but it's okay. Never mind.
Look, the bus is coming. And by the way, we are playing a game in the afternoon. If you have time to come to support our team...
Thanks for inviting me, but I've told you about the guests. I'm supposed to be at home in the afternoon. Mum wants us to be all together. She sees it as a family event.
Oh well, some other time probably.
Yes, sure.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.